Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Brittany and Stacy. Everybody, welcome to the show, guys.
Yay!
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Great.
You ready
to
do this?
That wasn't a very convincing great at all.
I know. A little nervous.
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
Stacy's more nervous than anybody. Look at you.
Yeah.
I'm always curious. What are you nervous about?
I don't know. Just what's going to come out.
They talk about it a lot at her work.
Yeah.
So, and I don't, there are a couple people I told, and we listen, we have a lot of like satellite radio, so they hear it on the way to work, but,
both work in like office settings that have just that elevator crap piped in the background.
Yeah.
That plays the same damn music over and over. Yes. And it's easy listening crap that, but just, yeah.
Put you to sleep.
I'm familiar. Well, we know where you work now. You work in like an office type setting place.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And how long have you been friends?
20 years.
Yeah. 20 years.
Wow. When I added it up, it made me feel really old.
Yeah, it really does.
Middle school, huh?
Yep.
So you know all the good stuff.
Good and bad, right?
Exactly.
Pretty much everything.
Juicy.
Yes.
So what do you do when you get together and hang out?
Bengals games?
Yeah, probably sports events. Stuff. The last time you were over, we were watching Iowa State, right?
Yeah, we were.
Movies. Old movies. So
old movies.
Couple drinks.
Well, when I say old, I mean ones we liked when we were younger. So not really old, but like 90s movies. So they're not old, but I mean, like my brother wouldn't have any idea what some of those are. So
do you live pretty close to each other? Do you see each other a lot?
25 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes away.
It's a little difficult to just pop in here and there that distance. So you kind of do have to make plans.
Yeah, she lives about close to my mom. So it's like not that bad if I'm over there. I can kind of go over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
yep.
Very, very cool. Thanks. And are we married kids? What's the situation there?
I'm single. I have 2 fur babies.
Okay.
And Stacy.
Yes.
And Brittany, I'm married. I have 2 fur babies as well. Dogs.
2 dogs.
2 dogs.
We each have 2 dogs.
Nice. They keep you busy, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Cute little stinkers that they are. All right. So who's answering about who?
Brittany. Well, I'm answering about Brittany.
Okay. Right. So Brittany is going to go off into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth for just a few minutes. Stacy's going to spill it. Here we go. We'll see you in a few
minutes.
Good luck. Brittany. And now that Brittany is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
What would be the most likely reason she'd get fired?
Maybe showing up late.
Late? Do you have an issue with that?
She does.
Yes. We all have at least one friend, right?
Yep.
So true. Who has the prettiest p she's ever seen?
I'm going to go with her husband.
You're going to go with the safe bet?
Paul.
Even if it may not be true?
Yep. Going with Paul.
All right. What's the last thing she had to take medication for?
Maybe being sick, like an antibiotic?
Antibiotic?
Yeah.
Who in her family do you find the most annoying?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go with a safe answer and go with one of her dogs, Maverick.
Maverick.
He's the puppy.
All right. Would she rather stick her tongue to a frozen flagpole or moon her entire office?
Stick her tongue to a flagpole.
All right.
All right. There's your 5 questions. Now that Stacy has answered all 5, we're going to bring Brittany back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Stacy's. Come on back, Brittany. That longer or shorter than you thought it would be?
Much shorter. Yeah.
That might have been the record for the quickest ever, I think.
Oh, great.
We've got this.
You think that's a good sign or a bad sign?
I don't know.
Stacy said we got this.
She's
she came and got me a lot quicker, so.
All right, let's see how you do. First question is worth $10.
What would be the most likely reason you'd get fired?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Being late?
There you go. Here's your first $10. Next question is worth $20.
Who has the prettiest p you've ever seen?
Oh. Roger?
I love that.
My husband. Of course.
Oh, it's the greatest answer ever.
It's actually from a movie, so that's why I...
Roger in a movie?
Yes.
What movie?
Was it the other Magic Mike one?
Oh, are you talking about the big guy?
Yes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
That's married to, what's her face from Modern Family?
He was in True Blood.
Yeah, he was Alcide.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's going to drive me crazy. I'll think of it. We'll keep going. Okay, so it was, that's good. I'm glad.
No,
that you...
not a person. I don't. I honestly don't even know anyone named Roger.
That's what I'm like.
Person named Roger. So.
So you're talking
I'm
about
so
a character
glad you
from
clarified.
The movie.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like,
great.
Well, of course. I mean,
that is fantastic.
It is so funny.
Okay,
right.
So well, what are we doing with that, Jen?
She doesn't get the money
okay,
for that.
Right, I was just asking.
I guess we should have specified movie characters. I should have said, oh well, from a movie.
All
of course,
right.
My husband.
That's a real Jeff laugh over
That's
there. Like
great.
He's gonna take his glasses off in a minute and start wiping his eyes. Because
like,
when he starts laughing really silently like that is not a fake
you
laugh.
You know what? Then I should be very proud that I made you laugh like that.
All right.
Oh God.
Question.
Say my husband.
Question number three.
There we go. There it is. That's it. You win. Touchdown.
Oh, that means I get the money.
Give her the money. Give her the money.
Yeah.
Give her the money.
Okay.
She should take that money and go buy your husband a present.
That's right.
Okay. You got $30 so far. If you get this right, it's another $30.
What's the last thing you had to take medication for?
So is this like a... prescription?
Yeah. Or whatever. Any kind of medication.
I would have said like a leave from working out if it's not a prescription.
If it were a prescription, what for?
Allergies.
Yeah, you were 0-2. I tried to throw you a bone there, but yeah,
well,
what'd
you say?
I just guessed antibiotics, like for a cold or something.
Oh, I'm one of those bad people that I don't go to the doctor. Yeah.
I get it.
All right. Question number four.
Who in your family does she find the most annoying? She has an answer. She's debating.
I'm glad to see that Stacey is finally relaxed and she's laughing.
Yeah. I'm not in the hot seat.
She's no
nice?
Longer in the hot seat.
Oh, I would have said.
That is not who she said. Tell her who you said, Stacey.
I said I was going with the nice answer and Maverick.
The dog.
Oh, that doesn't count. Okay, this is kind of like the other question. Like. Come on, man.
She was trying to have your back.
I was trying to.
If you would have said a person, would she have nailed it?
Yep.
Yep.
Hence the pause.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You're at the fifth and final. So even though you only have $30 so far, 20 of which was a bonus for making me laugh so damn hard.
Yes.
Hey, we got one right.
If you get this next question right, you will double your money.
Would you rather? Stick your tongue to a frozen flagpole or moon your entire office.
Stick my tongue to a frozen flagpole.
There you go. You guys got it. Congratulations.
High five.
Yeah.
Let's go shopping for Paul now.
Okay. Fair
Brittany
enough.
And Stacey, you truly are best friends. You have each other's backs. Thanks for coming on the best friend game.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, they were great. So if you want to come in and play the best friend game, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play. I guess he had also dropped the puck for the ceremonial opening face-off, but you know, it's interesting. I always kind of wonder, like, Snoop Dogg, it feels like the older he gets, you know, the more chatty he's become. Like, remember back in the day, you know, he was kind of a man of few words outside of his music.
Yeah. Snoopy Dog Dog is, I think, what my mother calls him.
Right.
But I love his relationship with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
I just think that is so awesome.
And here he is doing NHL play-by-play.
Right?
Oh, watch out. Oh, he's stalling on him. He's fine on cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who is number three for us?
Dion Phaneuf.
Dion, go get cracking, Dion. Yeah,
it.
Go get him, Dion. Get him, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him.
This is kind of entertaining. I'm not even watching it. Just hearing it, I can kind of picture what's happening.
Let me go get him.
Still jarring with him. A little chirping.
Okay, right. I like that. So when they do get into a competition like that, the referee has the sole control power to say, y'all not going to fight, right?
They can tell you that. You don't have to listen.
Well, they listen right there.
Yeah. See, the big boys get in, the linesmen. Those guys have the toughest job.
Okay, all right. So that was just mushing going on. It was more mushing than fighting. Yeah.
Face wash.
Okay, all right.
Those gloves are stinky.
That's why I love this sport, man. That's why I love this, because you got to be 100% man to play this, man.
It's good, too, because he knows about as much of the game as many of the viewers do. So
right.
That might be
so true.
Helpful in some ways.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.